Hi, this is a dictation for patient Danza Aghi, D-A-N-Z-A. Last name is Aghi, A-G-E-E. The date of service is 6-19-2023. Date of birth 8-28-1978. Once again, the name is Danza, D-A-N-Z-A. Last name is Aghi, A-G-E-E. History is as follows. The patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the lower back from April of 2017. She has an ongoing pain in the left sciatic nerve pain, shooting down all the way into the left buttock, to the left lateral part of the thigh, to the left ankle and foot, involving fourth and fifth toes. And this has been almost constant. The patient has had three surgeries, two microdiscectomy at L5-S1 and laminectomy with spinal fusion at L5-S1 in 2018. And so far, the problems have not resolved for her. The pain is continuing, as well as the numbness and tingling is continuing. So the patient is visiting us here. There was no obvious reason or cause of these pains. No fall, no car accident, no work accident. She doesn't remember any injury. These pains are described as being shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G. They vary from 3 to 10 depending on the days. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing too long, bending, lying down, improved by medications like Neurontin, Narcos. The pain remains in the lower back mostly. There's no pain in the upper back, middle back, or neck area. No pain in the shoulders, knees, hips. No other issues are reported, like no muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence. However, patient has a numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the left leg, especially on the lateral side, all the way to the ankle and foot. She does have x-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMGs are all done. She has had treatments with chiropractors, physical therapy and surgery so far. She never had any complete resolution. Prior to this, she had some injections in the epidural system, 5 or 6 at Botsford Hospital with Dr. Kovan. She reports that she never had any acupunctures. But she has so far done more than 100 visits of physical therapists, more than 10 visits to the chiropractor who made it worse. She's seen Dr. Texoot. She's seen Dr. Dillon only one time. They refused to see her because insurance is not active. Strait Hospital, S-T-R-A-I-T-H. She was seeing Dr. Jennings, who suddenly disappeared and retired or was arrested. So she has not had any continuation of the treatments. System reviews from the chart, only depression and high blood pressure are reported. In the past surgical history, there is a microdiscectomy 2017 two times and laminectomy with spinal fusion of L5-S1 420 2018 by Roderick Richards. No known allergies are reported. The patient has no issues with the mood, anxiety, suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, sleep or mood problem. Only slight depression is listed. Family history is unremarkable, except mother is deceased from aneurysm of the aorta. And father is alive, siblings are alive with no medical problems. Relationship status: patient is single and has no kids. Current employment status: patient has been working. She's a nurse by profession, and she was working at Huron Gastroenterology as assistant to the doctor prior to the event, prior to the surgery. She's not receiving any disability or filed any disability. Legal history: patient does not have any attorneys or legal actions. Personal history: patient does drink occasionally, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs, he does not use any marijuana. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 181 over 126. Pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 100. The temperature is 97.1. Height is 5'10". Weight is 210. Respiratory rate is 18. This is a 45-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and cautious. She is sitting comfortably and is a good built, well nourished and hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. She does have a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal and she is able to walk reasonably well with a cane. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit. Rest of the exam is the same. Use the template, except in the skin there is a surgical scar in the L5-S1 area, 2 inch long. Neurological examination is normal as from the template. In the musculature examination, the patient has a paraspinal muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle spasm. And also upper part of the trapezius muscle fibers are in spasm. But there is no tender points or trigger points noticed. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is only at L5-S1 level. Paravertebral muscle spasm are noticed from L1 to L5. And there is some hypertonicity and mild tenderness, very mild tenderness, but no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral side flexion is 15 on each side, extension is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Perling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees, contralateral lateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test was positive, distraction test negative, Faber test positive bilaterally, Consonant test positive bilaterally, Rendelberg sign is positive. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please give the template to tag. Diagnosis. General is high blood pressure 110, MVA V89. Sorry, there was no accident here, so let's do this way. In the muscles, please mention M62.838. Sacroiliac spine, LS spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M96.1, sacroiliac spine, S33.5XXA, M46.1. The plan of care for Ganza Egi comes from the template. Treatment plan comes from the template. First is physical therapy, which has been ordered for the patient with evaluation treatment. Laser treatment has been advised to the patient. Infrared treatment has been discussed with the patient. Is there advice to continue physical therapy with massage? Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided, which are the following. Patient has been provided with Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Plaxeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin 600 milligram three times a day for nerve pain healing or nerve root compression, inflammation. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 30 tablets are provided for pain control. Topical pain relief is ordered by a compounding cream consisting of ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprin, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocarpine. Naltrexone capsule 1 milligram are given for further pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Patient has complained of depression, anxiety. Fitness club program was discussed. Patient is advised to go to see a Mayor Coleman Young Center and join the swimming pool so that further aerobic, water aerobics can be conducted. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Only records that are available are a MRI that was done at Providence Hospital dated 5/26/2021 is the latest MRI. It shows that there is a mild broad-based disc bulge at L2-3 with facet hypertrophy. L3-4, there is a mild broad-based disc bulge, facet hypertrophy, ligament of phloem thickening leading to mild right more than the left neural foramen stenosis with minimal abutment of exiting right L3 nerve root, minimal relative canal stenosis. L4, L5, mild broad-based disc bulge and moderate facet hypertrophy causing mild effacement of the ventral thecal sac narrowing of the lateral recess, minimal relative spinal canal stenosis. At L5 S1, only apparent granular tissue is noticed in the left neural foramina. There is a fusion hardware and evaluation was difficult. The patient has been advised about all of these post-operative changes and the finding of L3-4, L2-3, L4-5, these issues. Interventional pain procedures have been discussed with the patient. She has been advised that she may benefit from further injections to the lumbar epidural and also to the sacroiliac joint injections. Surgical options have been left to the patient. If she doesn't get better with 4 injections, she'll be referred to a spine surgeon. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted. Patient do not have complaint. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. We are not ordering any other investigation except a functional analysis for the patient to file, help her file a disability, DMEs. The patient already has a cane and back brace and a tense unit and they are not being provided. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, not warranted. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.